Bon Dieu bénis nous en pile.
May God bless you very much.
Moi remercie bon Dieu en pile matin. Je dis en avec nous.
I thank the Lord because I can be here with you this morning.
Moi j'ai toujours désiré visiter nous.
I always desired to visit you in the last days.
Nous toujours dans l'esprit moi.
You are always in my mind.
Et si tu pour un grand aide nous bas moins pour l'église là en bas l'école.
Especially for the way you help me for the church and en bas l'école.
Ça prend cœur moi en pile en pile en pile.
That really touches my heart.
Mais parce que bon Dieu a récompensé nous en pile en pile.
I think that the Lord will reward you.
Et je dis à moi avec nous.
And today I'm with you.
Nous connaissons comment la situation est pour Haïti.
You know how the situation is for Haiti.
But moi penser nous capable toujours penser que bon Dieu remet Haïti en pile.
I still hope that you can know that God really loves Haiti.
Si chercher la fierté haïtienne.
God is seeking the Haitian.
Il était toujours ba moi avertissement ça pour pays.
God always warned me. He gives me this warning for the country.
Et que nous avons remarqué moi gain un bon petit temps moi pas venu boy ici là.
You can notice it. It's been a while since I have come here.
C'est parce que moi j'étais engagé moi avec pour prêcher Haïti.
It's because I committed myself to preach in Haiti.
Parce que bon Dieu t'a pour aller frapper pays là.
Because God was going to hate the country.
Et kounye là c'est ça qui passé.
Now I can say this is what happens.
Cependant.
However,
there are
lots of churches that open their doors.
They
accepted me to preach for them.
Moi pensais que bon Dieu gagne raison les quitter en série de bagages arriver.
I think that God has a reason when he lets things happen.
Moi pensais nous capable continuer dire moi prier.
I think that you can keep help me in your prayer
pour moi continuer et prêcher Haïti.
So that I keep preaching in Haiti.
Et moi penser tout.
And I also think
et moi avec nous là.
And I am with you here.
Moi penser bon Dieu a servi avec
moi. I think God is going to use me
pour encourager nous.
To encourage you.
Pour fortifier nous.
To strengthen you.
Parce que un temps presque fini pour Jésus tourner.
Because Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah. Ah, ça nous pourrait le faire. Moi, pour aller lire un passage pour nous.
Et now we are going to read a passage.
Et ma prie pour nous dans Luc chapitre 9.
I am going to read for you in Luke chapter 9.
Et ma prie verset 23 pour nous.
And I will read Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Verse 24.
And verse 24. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Verse 25. For what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Let's pray now. Thank you very much, Holy Father, for the message of your word today. We thank you infinitely.
Où tu pensais à l'église là ici là.
Because you thought about this church here.
Merci infiniment.
Thank you infinitely.
Merci de ce que vous gardez l'église là.
Thank you for keeping the church.
C'est vrai.
It's indeed.
Il y a un courant qui souffle sur l'église ici là.
There are lots of problems that came to this church.
Mais.
But.
Gardez l'église.
You always keep your church.
Merci un peu.
Thank you very much.
De ce que vous servez avec moi.
Because you are going to use me.
Pour bénir l'église
to bless this church.
Merci à vous.
Thank you very much.
M'attendons seulement qu'on y est là.
I am waiting for only you now.
Pour faire travail.
To do your work.
Bénis peuple.
Bless your people.
Bénis serviteur qui va parler.
Bless your servant that is going to talk.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
Merci.
Thank you. Okay, you can sit down. You can sit down now.
C'est un grand passage qui nous amène là.
Now we have a great passage, an important passage. There are lots of places in the Bible.
Bon Dieu utilise et moun.
God uses people.
Gè kote li utilise pou fèt yo.
There are some other places where he uses the prophets.
Gè kote li utilise zanj pou pale.
There are some other places he also uses the angels to talk to us.
Papa utilise même bête tout pou pale.
And sometimes God even uses animals to talk to us.
Li te fon bouri pale avec
Abraham. And he uses a donkey to talk to Abraham.
Mais là même.
But here.
Bon Dieu pas utiliser moun là.
God doesn't use people.
C'est lui même directement.
He himself talks here.
Ah, et Luc seulement écrit ça lui tendez Jésus te dit.
Luke, what we have just read, it's Luke just writes what Jesus said.
Ça vraiment 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 important pour nous ça nous tendez là.
It's really really important for you what you just heard.
M'a dit nous ça.
I'm going to tell you.
Gen trois évangiles qui semblent en pile.
There are three gospels that are really similar.
Mark.
It's Mark.
Luke.
It's Luke.
Matthew.
And Matthew.
You semble.
They look like each other a lot.
Mais l'évangile Jean.
But the gospel of John.
Li passe, pas tellement semblé à trois évangiles.
That gospel doesn't really look like those. These three gospels.
Cependant,
however,
ça, Luc a porté là,
this message that Luke's report here,
nous venons à dans Jean 12,
we find it in John chapter 12,
verset 25.
Verse 25.
Nous t'es capable de lire.
Luke, no, John chapter 12, verse 25. John 12, 25. Jesus said unto her. No, excuse me, excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. John chapter 12, verse 25. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world should keep it unto life eternal.
Matthew dit ça tout.
And Matthew also says it.
Matthew says.
And Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16. Matthew 16:24. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And in Mark, you also find it. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35. Mark 8, 34, 35. When he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Bon Dieu béni.
God bless you.
Ça nous ka remarquer là.
And we can notice here.
Li très 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 important pour yon moun vini disciple Jésus.
It is very very important for somebody to become Jesus' disciples.
Si ou pa disciple Jésus, ou pa jam rive nan siel.
If you are not Jesus Christ, Jesus' disciple, you will not get to heaven.
C'est vrai.
It's a reality.
Ça vraiment, vraiment difficile.
It is really, really difficult.
Même impossible pour nous.
It's even impossible for us.
C'est pour bon Dieu seulement possible.
It's only for it is possible only for God.
C'est ça que fait nous gain espoir, nous capable venir disciple Christ.
This is why we have the hope that we can become Jesus Christ's disciple. Here's what he means. He means in order to become a Jesus' disciples, it is really difficult. It's even impossible in ourselves to become Jesus' disciples. But with God, it is possible.
Si ou pa yon disciple Christ, ou pa fè pati la grande.
If you are not Jesus' disciple, you are not part of the great commission of Christ.
Allez pas tout, allez dans tout, allez faire toute nation.
In Matthew 28, when he is saying go throughout the world and preach the gospel. If you're not a disciple, you are not part of that. When he is asking us to go to all throughout the world and preach the gospel. This is why there are some disciples in the States, and I would say in throughout the country, and throughout the continent, and even in Europe, and all the nations.
But, Selma.
But,
ça vraiment, vraiment, vraiment difficile.
It is really, really difficult.
C'est ça qui fait.
This is why. This is why there are not many people that are actually Jesus' disciples. Jesus says that.
Si vous voulez venir disciple,
if you want to become my disciples, if you want to become my disciple, you need to deny yourself. You need to take up your cross.
Et puis suivre-moi.
You need to follow me.
Chaque jour.
Daily. Every day.
Ça pas facile.
It's not easy.
Moi pense que m'pas capable pas gagner assez de temps.
I think I may not have enough time.
Parce que là gon paquet paquet.
Because there is a lot in this message, in this passage.
N'a compté pour venir disciple Jésus.
Let's try to count them. In order to become Jesus' disciple,
ou besoin gain bonne volonté, ou besoin vrai ça.
You need to be willing, you need to have a willing mind. This is the first thing. You need to have a willing mind. You need to deny yourself. And if I would translate it the way he said it, you need to forget yourself. You need to take off your cross. Take your cross. You need to follow Jesus every single day. And you need to follow him. These are four things. And I'm going to say it again. You need to have a willing mind. Can you say it together? A willing mind. You need to deny yourself. You need to take up your cross.
Suivre Jésus.
And you need to follow Jesus.
Chaque jour.
Every day.
Ça fait combien ça fait?
These are four things.
Quatre bagages pour nous faire.
Four things that we need to do.
Non pas de l'esprit de bonne volonté.
We talk about a willing mind. The first thing, there are many people that want to go to heaven. There are people that are even willing to be the pastor of a church. They even want to go to be missionaries somewhere, maybe to another country. That person doesn't have the desire to become Jesus' disciple.
Premièrement, si ou pas désiré ça, ou pas gain esprit ça,
if you don't have the desire, if you don't have this, if you don't have the will to become Jesus' disciple, you will never be a disciple.
Jésus dit, si quelqu'un veut, si vous voulez, si vous voulez.
Jesus says, if somebody wants,
Et question que je peux poser à chacun de nous.
I could even ask this question to myself.
Est-ce que un jour tu voulais pour devenir un disciple?
Was there ever a day where you decided where you wanted to become a disciple?
Et est-ce que je dis à même sous pas jamais gain volonté ça que je dis à vrai ça?
And if you never had this will, if you never had that desire, do you want to have this desire today? Do you want to become Jesus' disciple today?
Gen moun ki pense bon Dieu ka pran volonté moun.
There are some people that think that God can take somebody's desire. God can take somebody's will.
Ça c'est mystique mensonge, pas vrai.
This is a lie.
Bon Dieu pas.
This is not true.
Bon Dieu pas prend volonté personne.
God will never take your will. You have your will.
Au contraire.
On the contrary.
Bon Dieu dit comme ça. Parole bon Dieu dit comme ça.
In the word of God we find
Matthieu 5 verset 6.
In Matthew 5 verse 6,
bien-aimé monde qui veut faire volonté bon Dieu fait ça pour eux.
And he says, blessed are the people that want to make the will of God. God will help them to do it.
David,
God will make it for them.
David dit Salomon.
And David told Solomon.
Non, un chronique, oui, une histoire. 28 verset 9.
And First Chronicle chapter 28.
Verse 9.
First Chronicle chapter 28.
Verse 9.
Verse 9. And thou, this is where David is talking to Solomon. He says, and thou, Solomon, my son, know that the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thought. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Et David dit dans Psaume 51, verset 12, verset 14.
Then Psalm chapter 20, chapter 51, verse 12. 14. I will read them for you. He says, restore in me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold with thy free spirit. In verse 14, deliver me from deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
Okay. Not Isaiah premier.
And Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. He said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
Yeah. Bon Dieu veut bonne volonté chacun de nous.
God wants all of us to have a willing mind.
Si bon Dieu lui pas une volonté, lui pas un cœur.
If you don't have the will to seek the Lord, if God doesn't have your will, he won't find your heart.
I am
going to tell you, there are lots of marriages that get broken. There are lots of divorces.
Parce que parfois, frère n'a pas toute volonté pour le marier avec soeur.
The reason why there are so many broken marriages, it's because that man didn't have the will to get married to that woman.
Parfois, c'est à tout pas de bonne volonté.
And sometimes that woman didn't have the will to marry to that man.
Par contre, bon Dieu compte pas béni magasin.
And this way, in this case, sometimes God doesn't bless that marriage.
Mariage n'est pas bon.
That is not a good marriage.
C'est même bagaille.
This is the first thing. This is the same thing.
Sauf une église.
If you come to church,
ou pas gain désir,
you don't have the desire
ou marcher avec Jésus,
to walk with Jesus.
C'est impossible.
It is impossible.
Mais si vous voulez faire ça.
It is impossible for you. Bon. But if you are willing to do it,
Bon Dieu voit ça.
God sees that.
Bon Dieu a fait ça pour vous.
God is going to bless you. He's going to make it for you.
Bon Dieu connaît pas qu'a fait ça.
God knows that you can't do it. You in yourself, you can't become His disciple.
Mais c'est seulement.
But it's only.
La peine d'accroître.
He, the only thing he's waiting for you to have the will.
Yeah, ça fait, j'ai dit
for
ça.
You to ag- for you to agree.
Toute bataille possible.
Jesus says everything is possible.
Pour monde qui met confiance en moi.
For those who put, for those who have their faith in me.
Si un jour,
if one day,
you mon, ici là,
if one day somebody here,
pas jamais qui ont bonne volonté,
never had a willing mind,
pour te charger quoi lui,
to take up his cross,
pour te suivre Jésus,
to follow Jesus,
chaque jour,
daily,
l'hypocrite disciple Christ,
he is not. A disciple of Christ.
No.
Let me say it. Let me try to say everything. If ever, if there would be one of you here that never decided to take up your cross, to deny yourself, to follow Jesus, you are not Jesus Christ. You are not Jesus Christ's disciple. You or not.
Parce que condition c'est seulement pour monde qui vrai.
Because the condition what Jesus wants it's only for those who are willing.
Si ou pas ta vle.
If you don't want.
Ou pas jam vle.
If you never wanted.
Et puis qu'on y a pour un disciple.
And now you
now pour ta vie nous disciple.
And now for you to become a disciple.
Stand it. Si ou pas jam vle.
If you never wanted.
Et puis et pour ta ou ta un disciple.
And you would be a disciple?
Jésus t'a pas menti.
Jesus would be a liar.
Non.
He would lie.
Non. C'est seulement moun ki vle.
It's only for those who are willing.
Jésus engage ak moun ki vle.
Jesus is committed for only those that are willing.
Sou pa jam engage.
If you never get committed,
Jésus pas capable faire ça pour te faire.
If you never committed thyself, Jesus won't be able to do what he wanted or what he was going to do.
N'a pas avancé.
Let's keep going.
Deuxièmement, tu vois.
The second thing that we saw.
Dis-toi qu'on voulait.
Because you are willing.
Kounia.
Now.
Oublie vous-même.
You need to forget yourself. You need to deny yourself.
Oublie vous-même. Ou prononcer à vous-même.
You need to forget yourself. You need to deny yourself.
Comment on peut renoncer à vous-même?
How can you deny yourself?
Renoncement, nous, il y a un côté qui dit c'est pour oublier ou c'est pour abandonner.
Some versions say you need to forget yourself. Some say you need to deny yourself. Some say you need to renounce yourself.
Il y a un bagage que au sensé abandonner.
When you deny something, it's something that you forsake.
Son bagage que ou pas penser à lui encore.
Son bagage.
Ou pas penser à lui encore.
Hey, when you deny something, when you forsake something, it's something that you don't think about it anymore.
Ça a quitté l'esprit ou.
You don't have it in your mind anymore.
Quittez-moi un ballon, écoutez-moi là.
Let me try to have a little testimony.
Lorsque j'ai rencontré avec Jésus,
when I met Jesus,
moi j'ai gagné en 24 ans.
I was 24.
Mais j'ai gagné une jeune fille.
But there was a young lady.
Moi j'ai aimé en pile.
That I loved very much.
Moi j'ai connu à parler avec lui.
I used to talk to her.
Lui pas jamais répondre moi.
She never wanted to date me.
Moi vinn voyager ici États-Unis.
And I started traveling to the US.
Li même tout voyager.
And that lady also started traveling to the US too.
Li dit moi comme ça.
And she told me.
Moi kounya moi d'accord moi accepté ou.
Now I am agreed to start a relationship with you.
Ça fait moi pas j'aime répondre
avant. The reason why I never agreed to date you.
Moi t'a pas dit sous sérieux.
I was trying to know if you were serious.
Parce que décision moi.
Because my decision.
C'est pour me pas passer des préférés dans la vie moi.
My decision is that I don't want to have two boyfriends. That means I just want to date only one person and get married to him.
Même côté à Jésus relé moi.
And at the same time God called me.
li pa tout moun ki te konverti.
She was that lady wasn't a converted lady.
Mwen li ta vini posib pou mwen.
It was impossible for me.
Mwen oblije kite li.
And I realized that I need to stop that relationship. I shouldn't have that relationship.
Kounye la.
Now.
Sa ka gen nepot menm 34 an kon sa.
It's from the time that happened to now, it's been about 34 years.
Li sorti nan l'esprit mwen.
That person is out of my mind.
Mwen vin marye.
And I got married.
Mwen gen pitit.
And I have children.
Sa sorti nan l'esprit.
That is out of my mind.
Se kon sa.
This is the same thing.
Len aksepte Krist nan la
vi. When we accept Christ in our life.
Premye la vou la.
The first life that you are living.
Bibla di pou mete sa sou kote.
You need to set it apart. You need to put it somewhere else. You need to leave that life.
Ou te teneb.
You were living in darkness.
Kounye ou se lumye.
Now you are living in the light.
Ou te petit Satan.
You were Satan's child.
Kounye ou se petit bon Dieu.
Now you are Jesus Christ. No, now you are God's son.
Tout bagay a chanje.
Everything has changed.
Ou dwe mete la vi sa li kote.
The kind of life that you are living before you met Jesus Christ, you need to forsake that life.
Sorti kwa men.
The things that you loved.
Sa te gen vale pou ou.
The things that you put values on.
Vision.
The visions that you had.
Ou men nan.
Even yourself.
Sa dwe fini.
You need to deny them.
Pour commencer.
You need to consider them
done.
You need to consider all these things done. You need to deny these things so that you can start the newness of life.
C'est ça que la Bible a dit.
This is the reason why the Bible says.
Si yon moun nan Christ la.
The Bible says if someone is in Christ,
li se yon lòt moun.
He becomes a new person.
Tande. Baga lontan yon pase.
The things. The old things are past. He doesn't say some of the things are past.
He dit everything. Tout bagay.
He says everything.
Passé.
Or gone.
Di kounye la.
He says now.
Tout bagay vin neuf.
He says now. All things are become new.
Sa ou ti remen lontan.
The things that you love in the past,
you should
hate them.
So te remen.
The things that you love, you need to hate them. And the things that you used to hate, you need to love them now.
So t'as pleuré longtemps.
The things that you wanted to elevate, you wanted to exalt, you need to put them down now. And the things that you consider as precious, they shouldn't have any value for you anymore. Let's try to listen to what the apostle says. In Acts chapter 20,
verse 24.
In Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I, in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Philippians 2.
Philippians chapter 3, verse. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 it says, yet doubtless I count all these things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ.
La paix bon Dieu avec nous.
May the peace of God be with you.
M'a dit nous ça.
I'm going to tell you that.
En vérité.
Verily, verily.
Ça qui est important pour nous chrétiens.
As Christian, what should be important for you?
C'est changement qui fait dans cœur.
It's the change that has been made in your heart.
C'est ça qui est important.
This is what is important.
Si changement pas fait,
if there is not a change in your heart,
ou gaspiller temps.
You are wasting your time.
Faut qu'un changement qui fait.
There should be a change.
Moi, j'ai aimé ici aux États-Unis longtemps. En pile. Ici, yeah, ici.
In the past, I really loved the country of the. I really loved the U.S.
Moi, j'ai tellement aimé ici.
I love the U.S. so much.
Moi, j'ai imité deux mondes.
There are two people that I try to be like.
Michael Jackson.
I like Michael Jackson.
Moi, j'ai gagné quel même genre avec lui. Moi, j'ai gagné quel même genre avec lui.
Quel?
Oui, quel? Même j'avais
pas. Tattoo?
Oui, même
Michael Jackson. The kind of hair, the way he had his hair, this is the way I had my hair too.
You think I'm calling me Michael Jackson?
They used to call me Michael Jackson.
Moi, j'ai gagné un boxeur américain.
There was an American boxer.
Le tirer les riches ou Gary Leonard.
They call it.
Rich ou Gary Leonard.
They call him Rich Gary Leonard.
Moi, j'ai qu'on a pu imiter tout.
I used to imitate him.
Everything. Change.
But all things have changed.
Ça fait moi sentir Jésus avec moi.
That makes me feel that Jesus is with me.
Et moi je veux encourager tout le monde.
I want to encourage all of you.
Pour transformation ça fait.
For the so that you can have this transformation.
Ça qui prend cœur moi.
The thing that grabs my heart now.
C'est marcher à Jésus.
It's walking with the Lord. Walking with Jesus.
Présenter Jésus-Christ.
The thing that grabs my heart is present, introduce Jesus to other people.
Si nous touchons troisième point.
If we would like to talk about the third thing, the third point.
C'est nous écouter là, c'est prendre quoi.
The third point is take up your cross. Listen.
Là, Jésus dit, prends quoi?
When Jesus says, take up your cross, he uses this word.
C'est pour qu'il explique nous.
It's to explain to us.
Sois-nous comme disciples.
It's to explain what we should do as disciples.
Là, on prend quoi?
When you take your cross,
ça veut dire.
What does that mean? Taking your cross.
Attendez bien.
Listen.
La mort de la croix.
The death of the cross.
C'était une mort qui était plus humiliée.
It was a very humiliating death.
Plus cruel.
It was a very cruel. It was the cruelest death.
Pas jamais gagné un châtiment comme ça. M'pas quoi, t'es jamais gagné un châtiment qui était plus que ça et pas jamais un châtiment qui a plus que ça.
There was never a higher chastisement, a higher way that they could chastise somebody, and there will never be something like that. There will never be a worse thing than the death of the cross.
Nous avons ça non. Galates 3 verset 13.
And we can see that in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree.
La mort de la croix sont mon maudit.
The death of the cross is a cursed death.
C'était Roméo qui était venu avec.
It's the Roman who came with that kind of death.
Crucifixion.
It's the Romans who came with crucifixion.
Pas de guerre en Israël.
There wasn't that thing in Israel.
En Israël, ils étaient
They used to behead people.
Ils étaient con et lapider monde.
They used to stone people.
Mais non crucifier mon âme.
But they didn't used to crucify people.
C'était vraiment cruel.
It was really cruel.
Imaginez, ils prennent mon âme.
Imagine they take a person.
Ils finissent battre mon âme.
After beating the person.
pour Jésus même, ils mettaient une
couronne de thorns. For Jesus Christ, they take a crown of thorns, they put it on his
head. Ils torturaient lui.
They tortured him.
Ils arrachaient Babli.
They pulled his beard.
Tout dolce sang.
On his whole back, you could have seen blood coming down.
Il était défiguré.
Jesus, even if you knew Jesus, because of all the things that they did to him, you would barely recognize him anymore.
Ils ont percé les mains.
They pierced his hand.
Tous les deux mains.
Both hands.
Tous les deux pieds.
Both feet.
Ils étaient pour forcer les charger quoi?
They forced him to take off his cross. They went to hang him on the head, on the top of a mountain.
Dans mi temps flamme soleil.
In a sun.
Il était abandonné.
Jesus denied himself.
Et sur quoi?
He was forsaken.
Sur quoi?
On the cross.
Il abandonné totalement.
He was totally forsaken. All his friends have forsaken him.
Vivant un côté.
He got to a point.
Bon Dieu a abandonné.
Where even God
crié,
has forsaken him.
Eli lama sabachthani.
He cried. He said, he asked God, why have you forsaken me?
Là où chargé quoi?
When you take off your cross.
C'est côté qui baga qui pas arriver.
This is where there are things that will happen to you.
Baga ou pas ta souhaité.
Things that you didn't wish.
So pas ta attendre.
Things that you weren't expecting.
Ou pas ta penser bon Dieu t'a quitté ça arriver ou.
You didn't think that God would let this happen to you.
Mais cependant.
However.
C'est quoi?
It's the cross.
Obligé à accepter ça.
You need to accept it.
Yo craché dans figue Jésus.
They spat upon Jesus Christ.
He accepted.
He accepted.
You called him badly.
They beat him.
He accepted.
He accepted it.
You pierced him.
They pierced his hand.
He accepted.
He accepted it.
You accused him.
They accused them. He accepted it.
You fait mentir sur lui.
They lied. They told lie against him. He accepted it.
Parce qu'il en bas quoi?
The reason why he did it is because under the cross, he was forsaken.
Apôtre Pierre.
They humiliated him. And Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul didn't accept that.
Apostle Paul didn't accept that.
He,
when the man came to arrest Jesus, he cut his ear. Jesus took the ear and put it on his head again. Jesus said, "This is the way that it should be." I could ask for thousands of angels to come.
Mais c'est faut que ça arrive.
But this should happen.
Des bagages qui
pourraient arriver. There are things that should happen for the church.
Dieu.
There are things that will be very hard that will happen to the church.
Tout est possible pour Dieu abandonner nous.
Sometimes we can't even think that God forsakes us.
Hélas.
Alas.
C'est la croix.
It's the cross.
C'est le chemin.
It's the way.
Pour Dieu aime nous.
God loves us. However, from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he says that the prosperity of the children of the woman, he says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall be in her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Jésus dit comme ça.
Jesus says,
si moi-même,
if I,
qui met là,
the master,
c'est pour ça,
this is the way,
c'est pour ça le monde traite
moi. This is the way that the world treats me.
Et nous-mêmes qui disciples.
What about you as my disciple?
Est-ce que nous plus grand que moi?
Are you greater than me?
Si moi-même qui bois avec là.
If I, in Creole it says it like this, if I as the wet wood,
c'est comme ça me passe.
As the green, as the wood that has the saps in it, this is the way they treat me.
Et nous-mêmes qui bois sèche là.
What about you as a dry wood? What is going to happen to you? There are many people that are afraid of the cross. But take up your cross. Take up the cross.
Parce qu'il est bon.
Because the cross is good.
Première petite madame, moi t'as pas le fait. Première petite madame, moi t'as pas le fait.
The first child that we were going to have, my wife and I.
Côté moi, il y a pas de concours l'hôpital.
They are the biggest hospital in our community.
L'hôpital tranché depuis dans 10 heures du soir.
He was in labor since 10 p.m.
Moi fait toute 8 heures ma prière.
I spent the whole night praying.
L'a souffri.
She was suffering.
Livine fait petite là dans 10 heures du matin.
And she had the baby at 10 a.m.
Li souffri en pile.
She really suffered.
Mais li ba moi bébé a.
But she gave me the baby.
La croix vraiment terrible.
The cross is really terrible. The cross is cruel.
Mais Jésus dit chargez.
But Jesus said, take off your cross.
C'est Jésus qui me chargez.
It's Jesus who told us to take up our cross.
Moi pas accepter un croix dans mes personne monde.
I am not going to accept any cross from any other people.
Quel que soit chef d'État.
It doesn't matter who you are. I'm not going to accept the cross.
Si son saint ange, même dans saint ange.
I'm not going to accept the cross even from a holy angel. If a holy angel would come to me and give me a cross and ask me to take up the cross,
mais,
I'm not going to
accept
it. But Jesus asked me to take up the cross.
Il te prend avant.
Jesus has already taken the cross.
Mais pourquoi?
He has already taken it.
Il te réussi.
He was successful.
Si lui dit moi prends lui.
Now, if he asked me to take up the cross,
m'a prend lui.
I'm going to take it.
Parce que c'est disciple moi, c'est disciple lui.
The reason why I will take it is because I am Jesus' disciple.
Femme, c'est ton coulis.
I am Jesus Christ's disciple. I need to do just like he did.
Et pour qui ça il te prend quoi?
And now, we need to know why he has taken the cross.
Il te prend quoi?
He has taken the cross
pour te sauver tout le monde.
Because he wanted to save everybody.
Si moi voulais,
if I want,
Jésus sauver mon autre avec moi.
If I want Jesus to save people through me,
moi dois prendre quoi?
I need to take the cross.
Si moi pas prendre quoi?
If I don't take the cross,
Jésus pas casser.
Jesus is not going to be able to use me.
1 Jean 3 verset 16.
And 1 John 3:16. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brethren.
Si ou pas prend quoi, prend quoi comme si la vie Paul a perdu.
You know, when you take the cross,
ou perdu mission.
When you take your cross,
ou perdu mission.
You lose your own mission. You lose your own vision.
Bon Dieu ba ou maintenant bon Dieu ba ou vision pas.
After you have taken your cross, God gives you his vision. God gives you his love. He gives you his mission.
Wa vie pour sauver l'autre monde.
When you take your cross, you are living to save other people.
Jésus dit comme ça.
Jesus says,
comme le Père m'a envoyé, je vous envoie.
Just like the Father has sent me, I send you.
Liban pour nous prendre quoi? C'est l'amour.
Oh, you know, it is really good to take the cross because the cross is love. There is a song, there is a Creole song that we have, a Haitian song. I don't know if you have it in English. But I'm going to sing a verse.
Si c'est seulement tu fais de l'eau, moi voulez vous bailler pour moi.
Jesus said, if it's only a cup of water that you want, that I want you to get for me, or to carry the hard burden, that carry the burden that will last till the end.
Jésus m'a pris quoi moi, m'a fait le pour.
And it continues to say, Jesus, I will take my cross. And I will do it for you. May the peace of God be with you. There are lots of things that I could say, but the time is just keeps going and going. I could talk more about the cross. The cross is a symbol of suffering. It's the suffering that you will have. But I'm going to tell you. Under the cross,
ma souffri, c'est vrai.
I will suffer.
C'est vrai, ma souffri.
It's indeed that I will suffer.
Premièrement,
first of all,
moi pas souffrir pour compte moi bon Dieu avec moi en
bas. First of all, I am not suffering by myself. Jesus is with me. God is with me.
Bon Dieu bon grâce pour ça.
God gives me grace to suffer.
Deuxièmement.
Secondly.
En plus mon a sauvé.
Many people will be saved.
Troisièmement.
Thirdly.
Moi pas souffrir pour tout temps.
I am not going to suffer forever.
Bon monde qui pas pour quoi yo.
But for those who don't take up their cross.
Li pou kont li.
They are alone.
Le fini. Li pas s'il pas sauver moun, stande. Si ou pas sauver moun, ou ap touye moun. Si ou pas reme moun, ou ap rayi moun.
If you don't save people, you will kill people. If you don't love people, you will hate people.
Même l'on parle ou sa pou pou sou moun.
Even if you don't have a gun and you shoot somebody.
Moun ka touye moun nan fizemwa.
But there are many ways that you can kill people.
Parfois, nan parol ou.
But sometime in your word, you can kill people.
Nan attitude ou.
Sometime in your attitude.
When
I used to look like Michael Jackson, I used to break many, many young ladies' hearts. When they saw me, they used to tell me that, oh, I love you. But, when I accepted Jesus, people love Jesus. That is in me.
Yeah, Jesus in me.
Now Jesus is in me.
Sauve moun.
Jesus save.
Yeah, moi vle ça. Moi vle ça pour ya.
I want that now.
Ma foule travail.
Now I am doing another work.
Si Jésus pas servi avant.
If Jesus is not using you.
Satan servi avant.
Satan is using you.
Si l'esprit bon Dieu pas servi avant.
If the spirit of God is not using you.
La chair servi avant.
The flesh is using you.
Li avantage.
So there is advantage.
Pour nous prendre quoi non?
It is really good to take up your cross.
Pour marcher à Jésus.
To walk with Jesus.
Bon, nous gagne dernier point à
prendre. Now we have the last point that we would like to see.
Pas vrai fatigué.
I don't want to make you tired.
Si nous voulons mouiter m'a prêter.
Are you willing to see the fourth point? Are you willing? Okay, yeah. So the last point is follow Jesus.
That is, Jésus, Bible a relé li le dernier Adam, last Adam.
The Bible calls Jesus the last Adam.
Last Adam.
Oh, I would say the second Adam.
Second Adam. 1 Corinthians 15, verset 45.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15:45. And so it is written, the first Adam was made of living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
That is beautiful.
Listen carefully. The first Adam was. The first Adam was a body that had life in it. But the last Adam. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that communicates life. I am talking about the Adam before the fall of man. Before the fall of man, before the fall, Adam had life in him. But he didn't communicate life. The life was in his body. But for the last Adam, it's a spirit that communicates life. Jesus says, In John 8, chapter 8, verse 23, Jesus says, and it says, and he says unto them, ye are from beneath, and I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. It's not the same thing. Jesus came purposely. Jesus came for a special mission. He came to give his life. He came to save everybody.
Chemin Jésus.
The way of Jesus
avec chemin pas nous.
And the way of man
c'est
and all way are not the same.
C'est pas même chemin.
They are not the same.
Pensez Jésus.
The thought of Jesus, the mind of Jesus
pensez, avec pensez
and
pas
our nous. Mind
c'est pas même pensée.
Are not the same.
Sentiment Jésus.
The things that Jesus wants, his feelings
avec sentiment pas
and all feelings are not the same.
C'est pas même sentiment.
They are not the same.
Jésus.
Jesus.
Lui pas gain nature adamique.
Jesus doesn't have the Adamic nature in him.
Non,
he doesn't
non,
have
non,
the
non,
sinful
non,
the non, sinful non. Nature in him.
Lui pas sorti
he is
garçon.
Not from a man.
Non, non, non.
He
non,
is non, not.
Non, non. Lui vini spécialement.
Jesus came specially,
avec une autre la vie.
Jesus came with a new life.
Une la vie sainte.
He came with a holy life.
La vie de Jésus vient.
The life that Jesus came with,
ces anges ont pas gagné.
The holy angels don't have it.
C'est la vie incréée de Dieu.
The life that Jesus came with, it's a life that God Himself created.
J'aimais Jésus.
The way of Jesus.
Son l'autre chemin.
It's a new way. It's a new way.
C'est pas le chemin pas
nous. It's not the same with our way.
Tout ça Jésus fait.
The things that Jesus did.
Il fait pour lever
mon Dieu. He did it to exalt God.
Tout ça Jésus fait.
Everything that Jesus did.
C'est pour sauver nous.
He did these things to save us.
Jésus pas vu pour tête lui.
Jesus didn't live for himself.
Il vit pour papa
Jésus. Jesus lived for God our Father. Jesus lived to save us.
Nous pas le même chemin.
We don't have the same way.
Ça fait pour nous suivre lui.
This we as men don't have the same way with Jesus. This is why in order to follow him,
nous supposer
we are to
d'accord.
We are to agree.
Nous supposer renoncer à nous-mêmes.
We need to deny ourselves.
Nous supposer prendre quoi nous.
We need to take up a cross.
Pour marcher avec lui.
So that we can walk with him.
Vous pouvez me taper tout ça.
You know, I want to tell you.
Bible dit comme ça.
The Bible says.
Il y a deux chemins.
There are two ways.
N'a pas regardé Proverbe 15 verset 24.
If we would look Proverbs 15 verse 24. Proverbs 15 24. The way of life is above to the wise, but he that may depart from hell beneath. The way of life is above to the wise, but to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. There are two ways. In Isaiah chapter
35.
Isaiah chapter 35 verse 8 and 9. And an highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And Hosea chapter 14, verse 9, Hosea 14, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Hosea 14, verse 9. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the right shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it says, "Enter ye in the in the straight gate, for the wide gate in the broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in, and many there be which go in thereat. In Isaiah chapter 45, Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thought, neither are your ways my way, says the Lord. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hebrews 10:20, it says, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
And to finish,
in John chapter 14. John 14:6, it says, Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
C'est vrai. C'est vrai.
It is indeed.
C'est bien difficile.
The way is not easy. It's difficult.
C'est tellement difficile.
It is so difficult.
Nous t'avons pas bon.
We tend to see that it is not good.
Nous t'avons moun pas de passer la donne.
We tend to see that people should not take this way.
Mais cependant.
However.
C'est l'égal en ciel.
It is the way that take people to heaven. I wouldn't take it, but I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Because I want to go to heaven, I will take this way. It is the good way. It is the true way. Because it leads to heaven. I will take it. And I want to tell you again, when you are on that way, you are not alone. God is with you. God is with you. This is the reason why you can keep going. This way is taking us to heaven. The way that is easy. The way that people consider for success. It is not good. I am not going to take it. This is the reason why it is the people that it is the wise that takes the way of Christ.
Study.
Listen.
Pourquoi?
The way.
Pas bon.
You would think that it is not good.
Mais c'est fin.
But it's the end.
Le chemin.
I would say the way.
Son côté au passé.
A way, or I would say a path or a road, it's somewhere you travel.
To
go somewhere else.
C'est pas chemin qui porte.
It's not about the way.
Côté m'pral aller.
What is the destination?
Moi connais grand pile là nous.
I know there are many of you.
Grand parents nous yo.
Your great grandparents.
Yo t'ai souffri en pile.
They really suffered. Some of them had to leave their place. They had to go in exile. They didn't want to take the broad way. They died suffering. But you know, now the suffering is over. But where are your great grandparents now?
Your question.
The question that I have for you.
There
was suffering. And there were them. Where are the sufferings? Where are the suffering and
sufferings?
And where are those people now?
Souffrance.
They are in heaven now.
Souffrance allé.
But those sufferings are gone.
Ça, c'est ça qui écrit tout.
This is what is written.
Si
this is what is also written. If we suffer with him, we will reign with him too.
À nous souffrir.
Let's suffer.
Souffrance en vraiment dit.
The suffering is hard.
Mais faire.
But the end.
And,
but I said that I was going to finish, but I want to give you two more verses.
C'est important sur disciple.
It's the importance of a disciple.
M'appli, Luc 6, verset 40.
I want to read Luke 6, verse 14. Luke 6, 14. 40 instead of 14. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Listen, Jesus Christ says that a disciple doesn't have more importance, is not more important than him. But a disciple that is perfect will be like him. Listen. If I would have to pay God, or if I would pay God to make me a disciple, God would be a very, very poor man. However, I have the whole heaven with everything that is in heaven. And I have, no, God. Okay, if I would be a very rich man, yeah, and God would be, let's try to understand it. If I would be really rich and God would be really poor, and God would only have Jesus, and he wants to sell Jesus. And I would have heaven, and I would offer heaven to God. And I would offer the earth to God. And God would agree to give Jesus to me. And in this case, I wouldn't have heaven, I wouldn't have earth. I wouldn't have earth too. But I would have Jesus. And God would have heaven, and he would have earth, the earth. I would tell you, verily, I would be richer than God. Even to walk with Jesus for only one day, even if I would have the whole earth, it would be okay for me. It would be possible for me. I can't pay Jesus. I can't pay for one sin to be forgiven. I can't pay for Jesus to change my life. I can't pay Jesus because he saved me from heaven. I can't pay Jesus for eternal life. I can't pay Jesus for the friends that he has given to me. I didn't know you. It's Jesus who gave me the opportunity to know you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Accept to be Jesus' disciple so you can go to heaven. May God bless you.
The heading here in my Bible says terms of discipleship. It's terms, and Janair talked about that this morning. It's not my terms, it's not your terms, it's God's term to be a disciple. God bless you for sharing, and may God bless you as you preach the truth in Haiti and wherever you go. We heard about denying self, forsaking, change, things like that. And when do we need to do this? The end of verse 23 there in Luke says daily. Every day. Anybody else have anything that they want to share? We'll get a mic to you. to Brother Carl there in the back first. I was really blessed this morning, as usual. But I was impressed with something I never thought about before, as Pastor Denaire was sharing about suffering being an integral part of discipleship. And that is the fact that Jesus didn't just endure the sufferings that came his way, but he accepted them. And there's a sense of embrace there. And I just had to think about that and the implications for us, because there's a difference between endurance and acceptance. And I wonder, you know, I've often meditated, and this is an ongoing study for me, in Philippians 3 there, just a few verses after the verse that he read. But it talks about that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. And that phrase, the fellowship of his sufferings, I just continue to consider the depth of that. And I somehow think that this might be a secret to that, learning to not just endure, but accept, receive, and embrace for the good things that God wants to bring our way out of suffering, to accept them for that purpose. And I really want to apply myself to that. So, and I'm also very thankful that Pastor Dene is no longer trying to be like Michael Jackson. I was just impressed with the truth of that verse, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and old things are passed away, and all things are become new. And we could sit here today and be blessed by some of these truths because of that change of heart. And that's just remarkable.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank the Lord for the message that was brought here this morning. I say amen to it. We definitely need to take heed to that. Take up the cross. You know, there's the cry of Christianity around us is that you can follow Jesus and still do your own thing, but it's not the message of the gospel. It's not the message of the Bible. And we probably have heard the saying, but I just want to repeat it here. You know, we can either choose our own way and accept the destination, or we can choose our destination and accept the way. And even though that way may be hard, it is worth it, as was brought out this morning. The destination is worth it all. And not only the destination, but we have Jesus with us on the journey. And that's what makes the way, even he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And even though Satan tries to make the other way look more appealing, Jesus' way is best. And I can say that I have found it so.
Yes, I have been blessed and challenged here this morning. I just want to thank each one that shared. Brother Kent, I just appreciate your thought there about how God is our Father and how He actually loves us. And Pastor Denaire, I really appreciate your message here this morning. I think it was a message from God to myself and to the church here to just simply take up our cross and follow you. It's something I've heard preached in the past pretty intensely, just haven't heard it in the last months and years. I just really appreciate that challenge and that refreshing message. Amen.
I thank the pastor who shared this word to us this morning. It really touches my heart, and I learned so many things from the message. That to be Jesus' disciples, we should be willing to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow him. It's also very impressive to also learn that it is not possible to go to heaven without becoming a true disciple of Jesus Christ. I learned so much from that message, that God has spoken to us in many ways, through the prophet, sometimes through the angels. But in this very verse, the apostles recorded the direct words from the mouth of Jesus Christ, which is very, very important. It's something that we have to encourage one another, knowing that we cannot pay Jesus Christ even a day to walk with us. No amount of money, no amount of wealth can pay for our salvation. I'm so blessed. And I know we all are blessed. It's just a reminder that there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And that Jesus died on the cross in order to take us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And in order for us to follow him, it must be a daily task. Knowing that the world accused Jesus Christ. They humiliated him, crucified him, and even disfigured him. That what we may go through in life today cannot be compared to what Jesus passed through. That through sufferings, self-denial, we enter the road to eternal life, which is a narrow way. And it's very impressive from what he said that if we go into the ways of the world, which is the broad way, we are alone. But if we go through the road of suffering, the narrow way, we are not alone. That Jesus is with us, and it is the way that leads to eternal life. God bless us.
Like Nathan mentioned, and Jenner did too, is the destination. That's if we're going somewhere, do we focus on the destination, or really do we focus on the road or the next turn ahead of us? How do we get there? We focus on the destination. And sometimes there's roadblocks and detours along the way that we need to accept. And may we keep our eye on the destination. Brother Ed?
One of the things that stood out to me was that if God is to be able to use us, we must first deny ourselves. If we deny ourselves, then he can work through us to reach others.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.